Hello, 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 everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Spencer Thompson.
And my name is Rachel Stewart, and you are listening to our show, Stage Lights.
On KHDX-FM in Conway, Arkansas.
Beautiful, beautiful Thank statement. Our show theme for today is... Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Newsies!
Yay! We're really excited because this is kind of like a newer musical, but also not a newer musical, and so it's a kind of weird conglomerate of all of that. Just a shout out to all the people that guessed it. I had some newcomers come and guess.
Oh yeah, I did too. Well,
yeah,
one.
So, so who guessed it on yours?
On my end, I had Sam Gibson and Ashton Bell.
I also on my end, I had Rhea, Hannah, Mitch, Mary Claire, and Sarah Margaret. So one of those people is new, and the other ones are regulars. But thank you guys so much for guessing our show. We hope you enjoyed our poster. It features me dancing, and Spencer didn't want to put himself on the newspaper like we planned.
Okay, I'm sorry that I had actual midterms to study for.
I'm sorry that I skipped classes today and went hiking instead.
Yeah, some of us can't do that.
Sorry, we only have one class today. Anyways, so now...
Which the midterm was in.
Oh yeah, it was for discrete math, because Spencer's really smart.
Okay, maybe.
So we're going to go ahead and get started with our first song for you guys. It's technically the prologue. If you don't know anything about Newsies, it's about the news strike of... I think it's like 1898. It's really like back there.
I thought it was early 1900s, but okay.
So 1898 would be early 1900s.
No, that's not how math works.
Well, it's like 2 years away from 1900.
I mean, still.
I'm going to look it up and prove you wrong.
Okay, prove me wrong.
I will. And so, oh wait, sorry. My mom also guessed the show. My mom didn't even say that she guessed the show. Anyways.
Okay, so let's go ahead with our first song, the Santa Fe Prologue.
So here we go.
Right under my old man. Well, they ain't doing that to me.
But everyone wants to come to New York.
You keep your small life in a big city. Give me a big life in a small town. They say folks is dying to get here. Me, I'm dying to get away. To a little town out west that's spanking new. And while I ain't never been there, I can see it clear as day. If you want, I bet you could see it too. Close your eyes, come with me, where it's clean and green and pretty, and they went and made a city out of clay. Why, the minute that you get there, folks will walk right up and say, welcome home, son, welcome home to Santa Fe. Planting crops, splitting rails, swapping tales around the fire, except for Sunday when you lie around all day. Soon your friends are more like family, and they's begging you to stay. Ain't that neat? Living sweet in Santa Fe.
Hey, no one worries about no gimp leg in Santa Fe. You just hop a Palomino, you're riding style.
Feature me riding in style.
Hey, I bet a few months of clean air, you could toss that crotch for good.
Santa Fe, you can bet we won't let them bastards beat us. We won't beg no one to treat us fair and square. There's a life that's worth the living, and I'm gonna do my share. Work the land, chase the sun, swim the whole Rio Grande just for fun. Watch me stand.
Watch me run.
Hey, hey. Don't you know that we's a family? Would I let you down? No way. Just hold on, kid, till that train makes Santa Fe.
Rachel proceeded to die in that last five
seconds.
I
was like, I'm not gonna be able to talk. Spencer, please take over.
And I did.
So Jeremy Jordan, who sings one of these, he was the original. What's the name of the
David?
Person? Yeah, sure.
No, like...
Oh, I have no idea.
The main newsie is David.
I was just going to trust you on that because I have absolutely no idea.
The reason I know that is because in seventh grade, whenever I was doing my intro to forensics, my forensics teacher, whenever she was introducing the event Words of Music, which is like we do a single song from a musical, we were doing Open the Seize the Day.
Oh, okay.
And I got cast as David.
Oh,
so
nice. Okay. Yeah. My bangs look actually really good. I'm really excited.
Your bangs do look good.
So I trimmed my bangs before this.
By herself.
By myself, which is terrifying. But I looked in the mirror and I was like, I'm only going to cut off like maybe half a centimeter, which is fine because half a centimeter doesn't matter that much in the grand scheme of the shape of your face. Okay, so the next song that we have is called Carrying the Banner. And I just really, really want to say that Jeremy Jordan, the person who plays David, is really, really attractive. And all of my friends back home really, really liked him whenever we saw this. Anyways, I didn't actually ever see Newsies on Broadway. Did you ever see it?
No.
Rip. I really want to see it, though. Like, is it still on Broadway?
Probably. Newsies is more like about the spectacle of the dance than like the actual content, I'm going to be honest.
No, I agree with you. I think that the content is more of like a history story, so it's kind of fun. And Disney took it first, so isn't it on Netflix?
Probably.
I think so. Maybe it's on Disney Plus now. But anyways, the next song that we're going to play for you guys is called Carrying the Banner. And this has a series of beautiful harmonies. And it's just, oh, it's fantastic.
Also bad Brooklyn accent. So yep. Let's start Carrying the Banner.
It's not the worst Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, but it's like, it's very much so like the, hey, I'm walking here kind of like.
Yeah, they definitely could have done better seeing how it was performed in New York City, which is near Brooklyn.
It's near.
Listen.
Near.
Listen.
Yes, Brooklyn,
song.
Which is near to New York City.
Hey, that's my cigar.
Don't steal another.
Hey, look, it's bath time at the zoo.
I thought that I'd surprise my mother.
If you can find her.
Who asked you?
From Bottle Alley to the harbor, there's easy pickings guaranteed.
Try any banker, bum, or barber. They almost all knows how to read.
It's a crooked game we're playing. One will never lose. Long as suckers don't mind paying just to get bad news.
Ain't it a fine life carrying the banner through it all? A mighty fine life carrying the banner tough and tall. When that bell rings, we go where we wishes. Please, as free as fishes.
Cloudy, clear by evening.
Ha! And the Limp sells 50 papes a week all by itself.
I don't need the Limp to sell papes. I got personality. It takes a smile that spreads like butter. The kind that turns a lady's head.
It takes an orphan with a stutter.
Who's also blind and mute
and dead.
Summer stinks and winter's freezing. When you work outdoors, start out sweating.
Jake says to change my
And we're back.
Welcome back.
That was awful.
I know. I'm trying to imitate the nosies.
Welcome to the Hive, the Boston Hive.
No, they're not a Boston accent. It's a Brooklyn right. accent.
Brooklyn accent. Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
Come get your spaghetti.
That is offensive to all Italians everywhere.
We're just going to yell at each other in accents for the next
hey!
half. And the next half
Which
hour.
One of you ordered a terrible musical? I'm kidding. Newsies is great.
It's a with a ravioli on the side with a little bit of pastrami.
You're just saying Italian words you know. And the Italian words you happen to know are all food.
Salami. I know more than that. I know three words that are all greetings in Italian.
So, ciao?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't know ciao. I know buona notte, I know buongiorno, and buonasera. I have a Duolingo accent.
So you have
good morning,
good evening, and good night.
Yes. It got me through Italy.
Hey, yeah, that works.
Yeah, also they speak like Spanish in Italy.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Well, because it's super close. Like, I think we talked about this before. But I was like, Italian is just like uppity Spanish. And I really just meant like bouncy Spanish because it just like goes like this.
Yeah, we did say that last.
We did. It waves. It waves goodbye to those that are near. Italians use a lot of gestures too. So like hand.
Oh,
hand
yeah. Signals, like seriously, beautiful. You would not be able to understand the Italian language if you did not see people's hands.
Can you just imagine? I think I like saw like a TikTok that was like talking to this Italian grandpa that was... He was like, just try not to talk with your hands. He was like, what do you mean? Obviously, none of you in the radio land can see his gesturing, but everyone
she
else
did
in the
like, the Italian hands and then like out. You
what
know?
Do you mean? They were like, no hands, Grandpa. He was like, I don't know talk with my hands. That was really bad. Anyways, is Brooklyn Italian? Are we just making this up?
Well, I mean, Long Island.
Island.
They say Long Island, Strong Island. That's a thing.
I feel like that's one of those things that we've made up.
No. That's an
like,
actual
you know how
thing.
We say like Hotlanta, but apparently no one in Atlanta calls it Hotlanta.
Well, nobody in Atlanta calls it Hotlanta, but Long Island, the people from Long Island do call it Strong Island.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And like that and Brooklyn have the highest Italian population, I'm pretty sure.
Beautiful. Really blanked out there for a second. I was like, beautiful. I was going to play the next song, but I couldn't think of a way to transition it.
And like, honestly, you can tell that by the accents. Cause like,
I agree. No, I've only been to like New York City like twice. I did not like it either time I went.
You didn't like New York City?
We'll talk about that later. Okay. So anyways, the next song we're going to play is The World Will Know, which is we are not talking about the plotline of this musical at all. You guys should just enjoy the accents. And so here we are.
So it's about the newsboy strike of 1899.
Thank you for, yes, I was right by the way. It was very close.
Kinda.
Oh gosh. Here we go.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
Wonder what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe.
And the world will know, and the journal too.
Mr. Hearst and Pulitzer, we got news for you.
See, the world don't know, but they're gonna pay.
Instead of hawking headlines, we'll be making them today. And our ranks will circulation bell starts ringing. Will we hear it?
No!
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing, who can hear a lousy whistle blow? And the world will know that this ain't no game. That we got a ton of rotten fruit and perfect aim. So they can't. Choice but to see it through.
We found our board
and I lost my shoe. And the world will. Yeah!
Pulitzer
may own the world, but he don't own
us. Hunter may own the world, but he don't own us.
Hunter may crack the whip, but he won't whip
us. Hunter may crack the whip, but he won't whip us. And the world will know we've been keeping score. Either they gives us our rights or we gives them a war. We've been down too long and we paid our dues.
And the things we do today will be tomorrow's news.
And the die is cast and the torch is passed. And the roar will rise and the ranks will grow and grow. And so the world will feel the fire and finally know. Bullets are made on the world, but he don't know.
Bullets are made on the world, but he don't know.
Bullets are made crack the whip, but he won't whip.
Bullets are made crack the whip, but he won't whip.
So the world says no. What do kids do too? Try to walk all over us, we'll stomp all over you.
Can they kick us out? Take away our vote?
Will we let them stuff this crock of garbage down our throat? No! Every day we wait is a day we lose. And this ain't for fun,
and it ain't for show.
And we'll fight them toe
and toe
and show. Your world will feel the fire and finally know.
Other parts of the music aren't really good. I'm still currently still continuing. Sorry, we were talking about Pippin.
Rachel was talking about Pippin.
I don't want to do Pippin.
She doesn't like Pippin.
Do you like Pippin?
Yeah.
The costumes are fine and some of the music is okay, but I just think that the overall message and the overall like theme of it is like really disjointed and it changes. Is your eye bothering you?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why did you ask?
Because you were like blinking rapidly at me.
What, you don't like me blinking at you rapidly?
How does it make you feel, Spencer?
It makes me feel like you're blinking rapidly at me.
No, I can't really see like how many times you're blinking at me because I'm blinking so often. Anyways, what's your favorite song in this musical, Spencer?
Favorite song? Carrying the Banner.
I was about to say the same thing.
I mean, like, it's very much like the classic introducing all the characters song.
I like Seize the Day, too.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so fun twist about this musical is that you, like, get this, like, beautiful song that we just played for you guys, The World Will Know, and then basically what happened was... No, it's Seize the Day. Seize the Day is the one where they all get their butts kicked, right?
No.
Yeah.
Seize the Day is the one where they're like...
No, because then afterwards he sings Santa Fe.
Well, I mean, it's after. No, Seize the Day is what, the rallying cry.
The rallying cry, and then they get their butts kicked by the police, and then Jeremy Jordan sings this beautiful, sad song about he wants to, like, leave. And it's... Who wants to go to Santa Fe? It's really... poignant and beautiful, and there's this awesome like final that we were talking about how awesome this musical is to harmonize with, because it's just like beginner harmonies for a lot of people. And I know that whenever I did theater, we did like a kind of performance for this, and we like borrowed like songs from a bunch of different musicals, and we had to plan our own harmonies, and one group did Newsies, and I was like, that's cheating, there's already harmonies in there. So we designed our own harmonies and we did stuff from Matilda. We should do Matilda.
We might do Matilda.
I don't know if you could hear me over the thing. Oh, I had something to tell you in a second. Anyway, so now we're going to play a song called Watch What Happens with the only female character in the whole show.
But she's a good female character.
She's a great female character. And the costumes in this show are great. No, there's two female characters because there's the other one that owns the bar that they hide out in. I like how we both forgot about her.
Yeah.
Anyways, so here we go. Watch What Happens.
Write what you know, so they say. All I know is I don't know what to write or the right way to write it. This is big, lady, don't screw it up. This is not some little vaudeville. I'm reviewing poor little kids versus rich, greedy, sour pusses. Huh, it's a cinch! It could practically write itself, and let's pray it does. Because as I may have mentioned, I have no clue what I'm doing. Am I insane? This is what I've been waiting for. Well, that plus the screaming of 10 angry editors. A girl? It's a girl! How the hell is that even legal? Look, just go and get her. Not only that, there's a story behind the story. Thousands of children exploited, invisible. Speak up, take a stand, and there's someone to write about it. That's how things get better. Give life's little guy some ink, and when it dries, just watch what happens. those kids will live and breathe right on the page. And once they're center stage, you watch what happens. And who's there with her camera and her pen? As boys turn into men, they'll storm the gates and then just watch what happens. Picture a handsome, heroically charismatic, plain-spoken, no-nothing skirt-chasing, cocky little son of a... Lie down with dogs and you wake up with a raise and a promotion. So he's a flirt, a complete egomaniac. The fact is he's also the face of the strike. What a face, face a fact. That's a face that could save us all from sinking in the ocean. Like someone said, power tends to corrupt an absolute power. Wait, corrupts? Absolutely, that is genius! But give me some time, I'll be twice as good as that 6 months from never. Just look around at the world we're inheriting and think of the one we'll create. Their mistake is they got old. That is not a mistake. We'll be making no sir, we'll stay young forever. Give those kids and me the brand new century and watch what happens. It's David and Goliath, do or die. The fight is on and I can't watch what happens. But all I know is nothing happens if you just give in. It can't be any worse than how it's been. And it just so happens that we just might win. So whatever happens, let's begin.
And we are back.
I was not paying attention. Sorry, I'm trying to. My mom also told me to speak up, so we have to speak up.
Oh yes, because you were going like, "Hello, this is Rachel Stewart."
Listen, I like my ASMR voice.
Also, you're listening to KHGX in Conway, Arkansas. My name is Spencer Thompson,
and I'm Rachel Stewart, and we are your radio show hosts of Stage Lights. Our musical this week, if you have not been listening and you're just now tuning in, is Newsies.
I tried to give like Stage Lights the echo that Grace and I do on Lose the Joy, but. Stage Lights doesn't work.
Stage Lights just sounds like a snake.
Yeah, because like with Lose the Joy, you could go oi, 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 oi. And like,
oi, oi, oi. I remember in like seventh grade, one of my professors, one of my teachers was like, you should name your kid after, like, it should have a vowel at the end of the name so you can just like scream their name out like through the house. And I was like, that's scary. But she's right. Like Olivia, you can go, ah.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying. So the next song that we're going to play for you guys is right after this song, and it's called Seize the Day. And I really like Seize the Day because there's like, it's this big, beautiful rallying cry, and it's like, you know, Carpe Diem. And
I like it because I have a choreographed dance to it.
You do? Why?
Because remember what I said about the words and music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you choreograph it yourself?
Well, I mean, I didn't choreograph it.
You
but
just know it.
I remember it.
That's terrifying.
Which was, seventh grade was, oh, wow. Wow. It's time is weird. It was 7 years ago.
No, eight.
Eight?
Because we were 12 in seventh grade. 8 years ago. I know. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, ninth grade was 6 years ago.
Okay, let's play the song before I have an existential crisis.
You're going to have an existential crisis during the break anyway.
I'm just going to dance.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side. Too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the
others who did not follow through. You're still our brothers, and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday we come somehow. And the prayer becomes a vow. And the strike starts right down now. Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted if we're united. Let us seize the day.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Like it or not, we're drawing near.
Like it or not, we're drawing near. Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant.
Because there's a person. I always talk right when the mic is on.
Yeah.
I do that to myself.
It's kind of fun.
Thank you. Just because I'm adorable, that's why. Sorry, that's a joke amongst our friend groups.
Grace is off in your room going,
she's like, mirroring it.
Yeah.
Or she's just rolling her eyes. Like, why are they talking
she's
about this?
She's not rolling her eyes.
She can't. Can she not roll her eyes?
No, no. The reason why I'm saying that is because, like, the brain cell just kind of, like, shot across campus.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
We also have a joke about a brain cell. We're not going to explain that to you guys. Anyways.
The brain cell bounces around.
Yes, we share the brain cell like a bouncy ball. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. We went hiking today. Grace and I did. We skipped class. She didn't skip class. I skipped class and went hiking today because...
Bad influence. Charlene Rachel Stewart.
That's not how you say my first name.
I said Char.
You didn't. You said Char. Okay. I heard it. We're going to... I'll play back this Audacity okay. recording.
Yes, I did accidentally say Char because that's the name of my grandparents' dog.
Char?
Yeah, Charlene.
Oh. I'm the named after your grandparents' dog. Didn't you know?
Yeah, like, I think we've talked about this before.
I don't think so.
It was back when I first learned your name was Charlene.
Oh, Jackson likes to call me Charmander.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good nickname.
Good luck, Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie. I've always wanted to go by the nickname Charlie. We've talked about this air before. You were like, I'm going to call you Charlie now. No one ever does. Start now, Spencer.
Okay, Charlie.
Hi, I'm your radio DJ host, Charlie Stewart. Oh,
that's great.
Does not come out. I like tripped on it.
I think Charlie Stewart is actually a person. I'm going to look it up.
I think, isn't it? I'm thinking about Sir Patrick Stewart, which is not right.
We can figure it out while we play the next song that we're going to play. Santa Fe.
No.
Wait, I thought we were going to play Santa Fe.
We can play King of New York.
Wait. Oh, let's play King of New York then. We're playing King of New York.
Here we go. Wait, or we could play Santa Fe.
Just play King of New York.
Okay.
You don't need money when you're famous. They give you whatever you want gratis.
Such as
a pair of new shoes with matching laces.
Permanent box at the Sheepshead races.
Strummy on rye with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden.
Star reporter and spray punk. She's the king of New York.
I'm the king of New York.
We were sunk, pale and pitiful.
Macho and doodles,
polishers, poodles.
Almost about to drown in the drink.
When she fished us out and drowned us in ink.
So let's get drunk.
Yeah!
Now with liquor, fame works quicker when you're king of New York.
I gotta be either dead or dreaming. Cause look at that paper. Tomorrow they may rise.
A New York,
if you will.
Wait, what was I going to... Right. Funny thing about that song, King of New York. So after my senior year musical, which was The Little Mermaid, I played Sebastian, as many people know, because I have crab claws.
In his room that
yes,
he regularly wears.
Yes, they are great.
You should wear them to the Atlantis-themed Unity Second Chance Prom, which you can still keep your wristbands tonight from 5 to 7. I had to give a shout-out for Weston.
Yeah, I had assumed.
Yeah, if you wear your crab claws, you can be, like, under the sea. I'm just imagining Spencer just like, under the sea.
Like, we're going to talk about this later.
I want you to have, like, you know those, like, when they have, like, little, like, symbols, like, between their, like...
Yes.
Yeah, that's
castanets, or...
Yeah, I don't... They're really small.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, they're like, click, click. Anyways, I want you to have, like, those within the crab claws. Yeah. Just...
Okay, but, me and David... My friend David went to McDonald's in our hometown. It was like a year after.
Yes.
And then like, I just like was in the drive-thru. And then like, whenever I was about to pick up my food, they're like, oh my God, you're Spencer. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
Yes. And they're like, yes. You were Sebastian. I loved you. My kid loved you. And I'm like, okay, you knew my name.
Yep. That's
And scary. Then they gave me a drink on the house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've never had experience other than Chloe being... I was pointing out a program in a room and I was like, oh, I was in Passion Play Part One. She was like, what were you? And I was like, I was a dead fish. And she like flipped out. And I was like, why? I was a dead fish, you guys. That's my highlight of my Hendrix career here. I wrote a play and I was a dead fish. I did not write a play in which I was a dead fish.
I wish you did.
Just for clarification purposes.
Okay, I'm going to make you write a play where you are a dead fish.
I'll write that as my weekly play. I'm an advanced playwriting class. Just like, a reminder, you're listening to
KCXFM in Conway, Arkansas.
I'm your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm your radio DJ host, Charlie Stewart.
Spencer Thompson is his name. And you're listening to our show, Stage Lights. I already said that.
Lights.
Stop. That one works better. Our theme this week is Newsies, yeah. And we're going to play two songs. No, we're not. We're going to play one song, and it's called Brooklyn's Here, and it's when Brooklyn comes to beat up the police officers and join the army of small newspaper men. That's the best way I can describe that.
I love the absolute dissonance of like Brooklyn as like an entity in Newsies, because like they're like, oh, we are the toughest of the newsboys, and then they run out and they're like doing ballet jumps and like spins and bell kicks.
Ballet is tough enough. It's tough enough.
Okay, tell me, you are walking down a dark street, okay, a dark alley, and then you see one of two things: either a man brandishing a pipe or a man doing pirouettes.
I'm just saying, one of those has amazing calf muscles and one of those just has a pipe.
Rachel, I really hope you never meet somebody with a lead pipe.
Hey, I meet someone with a lead pipe. You, sir, have a nice lead pipe that I would... I realized what I was saying as I was saying it.
Rachel complimented someone's pipe on air.
It's not a metaphor. It's just a pipe. We're going to play the next song. My mom listens to this show. It's called Once and For All. Here we are.
This change coming once and for all. You makes the front page and menu is major news. Tomorrow they'll see what we are, and sure as a star, we ain't come this far to
it's a shame either way. They're gonna damn well pay.
See that Pulitzer snug in his bed. He don't care if we're dead or alive. Three satin pillows are under his head while he's begging for bread to survive. Joe, you can stop counting sheep. We're gonna sing, get asleep. You've got your thugs with their sticks and their slugs, yeah! But we got a promise to keep.
Once and for all, if they don't mind their manners, we'll bleed.
Once and for all.
Once and for all.
I got really sad the other day. I was like, oh, wait, like, Spencer, like, we have to think about, because there's so many musicals out there, and I was like, thinking about all the musicals we can do, and then I was like, we're never going to run out of musicals. And I was like, but I won't be here second semester next year. And then Stage Lights will be over.
And then we can start back up senior year.
Yeah, exactly. If we have time.
I'll have time.
I'll just pop in now and then.
I mean, like, I'll have two senior seminars, but other than that.
two senior sims, and I'll have the chillest senior year of my life because I won't be taking any hard classes.
I mean, like, I'm going to have only the seminars and, like, electives because I'm already, like, knocking out every...
Yeah, no. And you have a double.
I do have a double.
Wow.
I have a doobie.
They don't.
A doobie-doo.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Scooby-double-doo.
Is there a Scooby-Doo musical out there?
Probably.
We should do that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
We should do that.
If there is one, we shall do it.
We shall Scooby-Dooby-Doo it. That was the worst.
And you just heard a war crime on air.
I feel like I just make bad puns like the whole time. I'm like shaking. Okay, so I had coffee earlier and I don't really drink coffee because I don't like the taste. But I had coffee and I realized that I hadn't had caffeine in like 4 days because I haven't had my usual cup of... Was that my computer?
That was yours.
Okay. I haven't had my usual cup of tea. Oh, we got an email. Did you get the email?
Yeah. We'll check it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Okay, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Good.
Okay.
Air?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Be sure to check our Instagrams on Thursday of next week at the latest for...
our posters so that you guys can... We're just holding hands across the table.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that.
So that you guys can guess the musical
show
for this
and
week.
You can get shouted out on air. Great, amazing things. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So yes, please check our Instagram.
And I work very hard on them.
He does work really hard on them. I admire him a lot for that.
Mine is rachel.stew. Hers is spencer.tomp. Don't be confused if you go to theirs and see each other's.
Yeah, we just really like to post photos of each other.
Yeah, because we're both very pretty.
That's it. We just take model photos of each other.
Yep.
Oh, I gotta get those photos from Grace. Anyways, so yeah, thanks so much for listening to our show. We don't really know next week what we're gonna do our musical on, but if you have suggestions, please send them our way.
And if you don't have suggestions, send them our way still.
Yes, we would love to hear your horrible, I mean, your fantastic and well-deserved and well-received suggestions.
Just please don't send us something like...
We've already done SpongeBob the Musical, those contributions.
No, I'm thinking of something like Ghost the Musical.
What's that?
It's very not safe haunting. For the radio.
It's very haunting.
My name's Spencer Thompson and we're signing off.
Thanks for listening.